قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من دفع غضبه دفع الله عنه عذابه ومن حفظ لسانه ستر الله عورته. We were discussing anger and the need to suppress one's anger. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever repels his anger, suppresses his anger, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn away his punishment from him. And whoever protects his tongue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover his faults, Allah will forgive his sins, Allah ta'ala will overlook his sins. So here again, encouragement to suppress one's anger and to protect one's tongue. Often, as we explained, when a person opens his mouth in an argument or in a quarrel, then his anger flares up and then all hell breaks loose. Sometimes it leads to killing, it leads to death, it leads to talaq. So a person has to control one's tongue. Because of this tongue, many people will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. In one hadith it is mentioned, sometimes a person utters a word with his tongue and he doesn't pay attention to what he is saying. And he says something so good, Allah Ta'ala elevates him. And then at other times he says something so evil that he falls into the depths of Jahannam because of the words that he uttered. In the next hadith, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no sip that is greater in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a person swallows than the sip of anger that he swallows. The anger that he kazamaha, he controls and he bottles up for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only for Allah's sake. Like in one hadith it is explained, he is qadir ala ayyunfidahu, he is able to act on his anger. Not that the person in front of him is double his size, or he is someone that he holds in such high esteem that even if he wanted to say something or do something, he can't do it. He just has to suppress his anger. No, this is maybe in front of his own child, in front of his employee, in front of his wife, in front of someone that is much smaller than him, much weaker than him, and now he's angry and he's able to do something, but he holds back his anger for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves that to such an extent, da'ahu Allahu ala ru'usil khalaiq. Allah will call him on the day of Qiyamah in front of all the creation, all of man and jinn, حتى يخيره من الحور العين ما شاء. Allah will say, the reward for this suppressing of your anger is that now choose any hoor of Jannah you want, and that hoor is yours for suppressing your anger. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding.